A group in favor of reinstating child care subsidies lost round one in court. The state's top attorney issues an opinion on the tribal hunting dispute. And plans for a nickel refinery in Lawton are terminated. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 19th. I'm Deborah Schar. An Oklahoma County District Judge has declined to grant a temporary restraining order in a case filed by the Licensed Child Care Association of Oklahoma against Oklahoma Human Services. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on Thursday's emergency hearing.
The association is trying to stop the department from enforcing a decision to halt subsidy applications and renewals for kids ages 6 and older, and a $5 per day add-on to provider's subsidy rate for that age group. It argues the policy should have been made through formal rulemaking and is harming providers, like Shane Williams in Guymon.
It's not good for Oklahoma's kids, it's not good for Oklahoma's parents, and it's not good for Oklahoma's workforce.
Andrew Bowman, DHS's chief legal officer, says the department isn't happy about the circumstances, but says this is a funding issue. DHS is seeking a $70 million appropriation to prevent future funding cliffs. Judge Natalie May declined to grant the temporary restraining order, saying the plaintiff didn't meet the standard for immediate relief. The association plans to keep pursuing this matter. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Amid Oklahoma's ongoing teacher shortage, the state continues to approve more and more emergency teaching certificates. State Impact's Beth Wallace has the latest numbers.
At Thursday's State Board of Education meeting, members approved more requests for emergency provisional teaching certifications, which are awarded to teachers who do not have traditional certification in the subject area they are teaching. This school year's count is now 3,683. The highest subject area of requests came from elementary educators, followed by early childhood and school counselors. The state's two largest districts, Oklahoma City and Tulsa Public Schools, had the most requests. Board member Becky Carson, who has repeatedly voiced concerns over the numbers, says she wants a committee to look at the policies and procedures being required of districts requesting emergency certifications. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State Attorney General Gintner Drummond says tribal members can hunt on reservation land without an Oklahoma license. Grayson Wheeler has details on Drummond's formal opinion.
For months, tribal leaders have been butting heads with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation over the hunting rights of tribal members on reservation land. Now, Drummond officially says state wildlife code cannot usurp comprehensive tribal wildlife conservation management plans, like the reciprocal agreement used by Oklahoma's five largest tribes. He says the U.S. Supreme Court made this clear in a 1983 case over tribal hunting rules in New Mexico. Drummond says he normally wouldn't issue an opinion on something with pending litigation, but he wanted to give immediate clarification so tribal members can partake in the ongoing hunting season. Several tribal members have already received tickets from Oklahoma game wardens for hunting on reservation land without a state license. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A nickel refinery in southwest Oklahoma is not moving forward with building a large-scale facility in Lawton. Sarah Lisi reports Lawton officials now say it won't begin phase two of their redevelopment agreement with West Wind Elements.
West Wind Elements boasts it's America's only major nickel refinery, but the company has faced challenges getting its ideas to boost national security off the ground while encountering resistance from indigenous communities in southwest Oklahoma. During a Lawton Economic Development Authority meeting, Executive Director Richard Rogowski says the startup had problems with its feasibility study and the economic value of nickel.
Commodity go up and down and up and down, so there was some decrease in the value of their commodity.
This meeting comes after West Wind Elements shared the terms of a termination. It requires West Wind Elements to pay back more than $2 million. Despite the challenges, West Wind officials say they're still committed to building a commercial facility, but that location remains unknown. In Lawton, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.